You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Talissa Bazzaz, and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Friday, the 5th of August. The sole survivor of a shooting on a remote Queensland cattle property is recovering in hospital as the man allegedly responsible for the deaths of three of his family members remains in police custody. The 59-year-old alleged shooter is expected to be charged following the incident between neighbours northwest of Mackay. Two other people who were being held by police, understood to be family of the man, have now been released. The victims have been identified in media reports as Mervyn and Marie Schwartz, aged 71 and 59, and Marie's son, Graham Tye, aged 35. Graham's brother, Ross Tye, is recovering from a gunshot wound to the stomach and has been interviewed by police. Hospitals across the country are experiencing enormous pressure from COVID-19 despite the peak of the recent Omicron wave passing. Health Minister Mark Butler says the number of cases in hospital have been falling for several days and are now several hundred below the high recorded a few weeks earlier. He's told ABC Radio there are still close to 5,000 Australians in hospital with COVID, which is around 1 in 12 hospital beds. Mr. Butler also said the peak of the recent Omicron wave appeared earlier than expected, although the amount of strain placed on hospitals has been exacerbated by the large number of cases of influenza. The risk of foot and mouth disease reaching Australia is diminishing as Indonesia suppresses its outbreak, according to National Cabinet yesterday. More than 450,000 cases of the disease have been recorded in Indonesia, and thousands of infected cattle have been slaughtered, according to local media reports. An expert biosecurity task force has been established here in Australia to ensure the country is fully prepared for any potential outbreak. But West Australian Premier Mark McGowan on Friday indicated there was optimism Indonesia was getting on top of its outbreak. Mr. McGowan telling reporters that advice during National Cabinet yesterday was that the risk from Indonesia was low and the risk was also diminishing through contact tracing and vaccination. The central bank has sounded the alarm on inflation, warning it's prepared to do what's necessary to push it lower while trying to keep the economy on track. The Reserve Bank of Australia on Friday restated its forecast for annual inflation to reach 7.75% at the end of this year, which is in line with Treasury estimates. Its board wants to return inflation to the RBA's preferred target range of 2 to 3% over time using its monetary policy tool. Overseas now, when three ships carrying a total of 58,000 tonnes of corn have been authorised to leave Ukrainian ports as part of a deal to unblock grain exports. It comes as a Russian offensive forced Ukraine to cede territory in the east. The first vessel carrying Ukrainian grain allowed to leave port since the start of the war set sail from Odessa on Monday, bound for Lebanon, under a safe passage deal brokered by Turkey and the United Nations. And if you've ever wanted to own your own town, now's your chance with a Victorian town on the market. Mason White McDougall has listed the beautiful country town of Coopers Creek up for sale. The town is around 130 k's from Melbourne in the Gippsland region and comprises of 21 lots, some ranging as big as 12,000 square metres. The lucky buyer will also get the chance to become the town's mayor. And that's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on the state of relationships in Australia and is it normal to hate your partner?